Hello, it's been a bit of a while since I last audio booed, and I've seen something today which has compelled me to have a little bit of a rant. So I thought to myself, what better way to express my rant than via the medium of audio boo? So I don't know if you've noticed, over the last few weeks and months, there's been a bit of a trend in micro content management systems, which are just little mini content management systems for little mini sites, and they're cheap and they're easy to set up. The first one that I noticed and took attention of was CMS called Perch. It's made by the guys at Edge of My Seat. It looks quite good. From what I hear, it's received good reviews and is highly regarded. The way it works is just like any other content management system. It is just a traditional CMS. But for little sites. So it has a database, and you put a little bit of PHP into your markup where you want to define editable content regions. I haven't had a chance to try it out yet, but I'm looking forward to as soon as I get the opportunity. Yesterday, we saw the launch of a new micro CMS called Unify. This is by the guys at Unit Interactive. And this is really cheap, it's $16. So this is even more appealing to me, and I am genuinely looking forward to giving this a try. And it doesn't even have a database. So this is quite clever. The way it works is that you define your editable content regions via CSS. So you put some special classes in there to define editable regions. So you log into the back end, and when you make changes, the Unify system actually it opens the HTML files and saves them with the edited content. A little bit concerned about any implications of security there. You might have to have your files set with privileges that are a bit dodgy. I don't know. I'll give Unit the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure they know what they're doing and have considered security. But today, I've come across a new one called FireRift, which can be found at firerift.com. This seems a little bit similar to Unify in that there's no database, and you define your editable regions via CSS, adding classes to your markup. However, this is different in that the way it actually updates your content is via JavaScript. So it creates a JSON file somewhere with all your new content in it. Then when a visitor comes to your website, JavaScript passes the JSON and pumps the content into your pages. However, as you and I know, JavaScript works after the page has loaded. So anyone who doesn't have JavaScript switched on, or a search engine spider, or someone viewing a website through a screen reader, or any millions of reasons why people might not be using JavaScript, they get a blank page. A blank page. No content, nothing. I mean, why would you pay $49 for that? I'm lost for words. It's absolutely ridiculous. But in fact, people have made it. And what I don't understand, it's a very polished looking system. Someone's clearly thought this is a good idea. Let's invest quite a lot of time and money into building this CMS, but it's fundamentally flawed. I can't understand why anyone would possibly want to use it. So there you go. That's my rant for the day. Don't have much more to say than that. Micro CMSs, they're the flavour of the day. Some are good, some are rubbish.